Trump's got lots of plans for America. A jobs plan, a healthcare plan, an immigration plan, to name just a few. Looking at jobs, America's favorite cookie will soon be made in Mexico. And Trump ain't going to eat that Oreo anymore.
Nabisco, Oreos, right? Nabisco, right? Oreos. They're closing their big plant in Chicago. They're moving it to Mexico. I'll never eat another Oreo again, ever, ever.
Ford's headed south of the border, too.
So Ford closes a lot of plants. They're building a $2.5 billion plant in Mexico. It's all right. Except what do we get out of it? And they're going to make cars and trucks and parts, and they're going to send them into the United States and other places. How does that help us? So I call the head of Ford. So I would say to him the following. I won't use his name because he happens to be a very good guy. But I would say, let me just tell you something. I want you to build it in the United States. I don't want you leaving. And if you do leave, and if you insist on leaving, you're not bringing those cars over free. You're not. You're not doing it. We're going to charge you a 35% tax on every car, truck, and part that you bring over.
Nice try, but it won't work. You can slap a tariff on foreign imports, but not on American companies, no matter where their products are made. An American company leasing land in Mexico is not foreign competition, as Trump says. It's using cheaper labor under the terms of NAFTA, which can only be abolished if the three presidents who signed it and their legislatures agree. It's not going to go away by a stroke of Trump's magic pen or his campaign rhetoric. Will we have better luck with immigration?
We have a wall that has to be built. We have problems coming in like nobody has ever seen before. It has to be built. Has to be built. We want to keep people here. We want people to come in legally. And I say, and so importantly, and I'm saying it all the time, we want to have a big door. We want to have a big, beautiful door.
The door's way too big as it is. Legal immigration has got to be more restrictive. For the restrictions on third world immigration were removed by the Open Immigration Law of 1965, pushed by the American Jewish Committee, a deliberate attempt by Jewry to dilute Christianity in America. If Trump was a true patriot, he'd slap a moratorium on legal immigration. We need to fix our own country before we open that big, beautiful door. But the sound bites keep coming in. Repeal Obamacare is also a huge crowd pleaser.
We're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to replace it with something that's going to be terrific. It's going to cost our country very little, and people are going to be able to have their doctor, have their plan, pay less money. You know, I say I'm a conservative with heart because we're going to have that great health care program, but we're going to take care of everyone. We're going to take care of people.
Sounds like a socialist to me. Taking care of everyone is right out of Bernie Sanders' playbook. Instead of Obamacare, we'll get Trump Care. Big Brother will take your temperature and stick a needle in you, too. So much for making America great again. Bottom line, Trump got the green light to launch his campaign in order to knock Rand Paul out of the race. Don't you know that Sheldon Adelson and the Republican Jewish Coalition call the shots? And there's none they hate more than Ron and Rand Paul. Trump's just stealing their Tea Party thunder. He already signed on to the Republican Party platform with its Israel First agenda, and Sheldon and friends like that. Hate to burst everyone's bubble, but the Jews got their man in Donald Trump.